like a Jolly Rancher. I usually don't like sweet drinks.
I know that I'm different, self-motivated, self-disciplined, yeah. I learned from my experience, I just want someone.
Try that, grapefruit. Hell yeah, grapefruit.
Yeah, it's all gonna fuck with it.
Y'all red?
Yeah.
Hey, send me a link so I can post that bit.
Yeah, right, red? Hey,
let's do it, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, send me the link.
Oh, yeah. Send me the link. Because guess what?
Oh shit.
What's going on, everybody? I want to know some boys and men. I'm your host, Terry, Mr. King. And welcome to those open boys and men. I got some special guests in the building today. I got some new people on the show. I got some old people on the show. I got the wife of somebody on the show. But guess what? We are ready to go. So without further ado, you know, I can let them introduce themselves. So start out from the old or should I start new?
The old.
Old first. Oh, okay, yeah, let's go old.
That way we can learn.
True that. So let's see, we've all been on the show. This guy right here, DJ Thad, what's going on?
Yo, what it do, man? DJ Thad checking in one time, man. We're at the Boys to Men podcast with it, man. We got my boy Terry, Mr. King. We got the hardest MMA fighters in the South in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got the hardest young artist from Pensacola in the building. We got the hardest saxophonist and producer in the land in the building, man. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, yes, sir. And since he already said it, he said the next thing coming out with MMA from Pensacola. Brandon from Orlando.
Originally
Orlando, but guess what? He called Pensacola his home now. Yeah. I'm gonna lie on the news, though, but hey, I call him Roku.
And I want Goku on my Roku, you know what I'm saying?
Tell him what's up, Jay.
What's going on? Jay Mitchell here with my beautiful wife, Diana. MMA fighter. I got my next fight coming up right around the corner, actually. March 4th, title fight, 185. So tap into that. Eminence Promotions. Shout out Eminence Promotions, Eminence Mills. They're doing amazing work up there. And so, we're looking forward to putting on a good show for March 4th. All kind of bloodshed, violence. You know,
I want that title, Jay.
I'm trying to knock that motherfucker mouthpiece out of his mouth.
A little shimmy on his ass.
Oh yeah, now we gotta go with what's new. They say they got the hardest saxophone player in the city, but I think he's the hardest saxophone player in the state. Maybe the region, maybe the state, maybe the whole. Hey, I'm just
paying. Hey,
I'm gonna have a post. They performance.
Yeah.
They individual performance on the channel so y'all can see what they did at this fun episode. Cause man,
how'd your episode was a movie,
the funny thing about it, I found out they didn't even rehearse what they did because it was all improv. So imagine what they did if they were actually rehearsing. Even though it was perfect as it was. But man, and then also, you know, like I said, next upcoming rapper from this area coming in too. But,
Front folks.
I'm another man to do yourself. But here we go. Boom. What's going on? Tell them who y'all is. What y'all do? What's our name? Tell them everything.
I ain't no cat. That was hard.
You want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Man, I'm Deion Frontfo, man. From Leakey Park. You know, you feel me? He's right there. From Leakey Park. I'm the 16-year-old upcoming artist. You feel me? I'm with my boy AP, though. He on the saxophone. And he make beats, too. So y'all got to tap in on that. Austin Claus Jr., tap in on that.
Yes, sir.
Cap.
Hey, you just said the name.
What's tap up, in. Everybody? My name is Austin Paul Jr.
AP.
You know what I'm saying? They call me AP. I'm a saxophonist slash producer slash... whatever you want to call me, you know what I'm saying? I just do what I need to do and everything. So, you know, I just, you know, just give my energy out there and hope for the best out there, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so
real.
It's all
that's
love,
real,
you know what I'm
that's
saying?
Real,
so, you know, that's what I do, everything you know what I'm saying? Everything.
Like
so, good energy. Thank y'all. Glad to be on the show, you know what I'm saying?
Hey. You got the sex on
ready,
just in case.
Right?
Hey,
close
out the song.
Yeah, it's in the car.
Oh, he got it in the car.
Hey, I know you got it. Hey, I know you got it with you. You got it on you all the time. So,
yeah, got a little song.
Hey, you might need a little serenade these people before we leave. Yeah, man. Close out the show.
That's hard.
Yeah,
hard.
Yeah,
you feel me? Might as well.
Like, what do you want to say? Get on with the shoulders.
I ain't got it. That's hard.
Get on with the shoulders. But, man,
y'all. Hilarious.
y'all, today we're talking about break down the stereotype tonight that we heard basically our whole lives. Happy wife, happy life. But you know, there ain't nothing wrong with that. But we gotta look at it. What about our happiness too, man? Because look, I think it plays everything too when it comes to dating too. We always focus on the woman happiness, but if the woman really focuses on our happiness.
Absolutely.
Look, I'm just saying, it's a two-sided relationship. So if, imagine this, it's two women dating each other. Who happiness really matter then? Who happiness really matter then?
That's why it says happy wife, happy life. So if you have a happy wife, you're going to be happy.
But,
so there you go.
But
so what if you don't got no happy wife?
Yeah.
Then you're not going to be happy.
Yeah, so we need a wife to be happy.
Ooh,
you have to make your wife happy if you want to be happy.
So why she can't make us happy?
Ooh,
she can.
That's got supposed to be two.
Yeah, you know,
it's supposed to be 100%.
Yeah,
200%.
Every both people all
that.
Yeah, but look, I agree with what he's saying though. Why does it just have to be their happiness? Because look, a lot of these men that marry these women that mainly focus on just their happiness. Miserable people in the world because they don't reciprocate it back sometimes. And I say all of them do. I'm not saying all of them do, but a lot of it is forgotten that, okay, what about this man right here? Does his happiness matter too? Are we doing something that make him feel appreciated and wanted just as well as you feeling appreciated and wanted?
But if you do the things you're supposed to, she will do what she's supposed to do too.
But
she's supposed to be doing what she's supposed to be doing already
she
before
is.
You doing what you're doing.
But the man's
yeah,
got to
so. Gotta be 100% on both ends, for real.
So, does it have to be led, started off by the man to be make sure if you're happy in order for you to make him happy? Because, think about it. Say the man that went out the... Let's say you're stay-at-home wife. Let's say you're stay-at-home wife. This is a scenario. Not really, you don't work nothing else too. It may not be a slave working, trying to make sure you get everything you need to provide for his family, to protect his family, everything else too. Come home, ain't no plate, ain't no love. All you doing is yelling at him, like, I need to do this.
Yeah, that's dead.
Ain't no good feeling right now.
Exactly. That's
yeah, you don't want to come home to that.
And then, think about it, you come home and you feel like, man, I'm not wanted at home. I'm not loved at home.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, my happiness don't even matter here.
Yeah.
The only place that's why I feel like a lot of guys just go to the gym or stay at work all the time because they're like, man, I feel better and more appreciated.
The more confidence at the gym.
Exactly.
The confidence at work.
Yeah.
And then you'd rather
be filling his head up. Yeah.
But what is it? Well, we got the wife here on this too. I'm gonna ask the wife. Why is it that we never focus on the husband's happiness?
In many ways, we do a lot for men. Like when you come home, your food might be ready, your clothes are clean,
yeah.
Kids are taken care of. We still work, we still pay bills, so we do a lot too. You know, we don't just sit around and scratch our ass all day. Most of us.
Most of us.
You want to feel at home, you know what I'm saying, and feel comfortable with the person that's your significant other, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even, like, the house is your home. It's more so you being with her,
yeah.
That's home, you know what I'm saying? And that's being with her energy is mm-hmm. home, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you need to be feeling. All the time, even like when y'all doing anything, like, you know, any place, going to the store or whatever, that's home for you. Like, her peace is your peace, you know what I'm saying? Her joy is your joy, you know what I'm saying? Her light is your light, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, that's how I felt, you know, with my fiance, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. So, yeah.
Tell him you won't.
Yeah. My fiance passed away, unfortunately, December 24th. It's crazy, like Christmas Eve, you know what I'm saying? And me and her actually had the same birthday. Like, we had the exact same birthday. Like, so I'm going to be, March 5th is going to be our birthday. And so, like, it's kind of crazy, but we were together for 5 years. And we traveled all around the world together. Like, I'm a saxophone player. She's a singer. You know what I'm saying? So we always fed off of each other. So every time she would feel something, it was, like, literally the same person. Like, I was, like, connected to the same person. And, like, losing her, it's like losing a part of me. You know what I'm saying? And I go to therapy and all that stuff and everything. But, you know, I'm coping with it. I'm grieving. You know, some days I just sit in my room with the lights off, just, you know, in my feelings, you know what I'm saying? And just vibing. But, you know, she looking down at me. You know, she my guardian angel, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, she want me to press on and move on and keep doing what the things that she wanted, you know, to accomplish and everything through me, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's a blessing that she lived her life and she found home with me, you know what I'm saying? Because she was trying to search for different, you know, with different guys and different relationships and different things and all that stuff. But when she found me, she, you know, felt true happiness, and that's all I wanted for her. So, you know, and it's beautiful, you know what I'm saying? It's real beautiful. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like, a lot of people never would ever have that experience ever in their life, find somebody that they can truly connect with.
That's the perfect match,
man. Like, perfect match type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, she wasn't even going to mess with me for real, because she was older than me. And she found out that we had the same birthday. And then she was like, okay, let me try this little guy chance, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and we did crazy things, man. We were working for Disney, you know what I'm saying, with Mickey Mouse, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we were traveling around the world with Mickey. And so, like, it was crazy, man. Like, we a lifetime, really, for real, for real. Like, it felt like a lifetime, but, you know, I got to keep going, you know, with things, you know what I'm saying?
You're
going
to see him one day.
Oh, yeah, and that's cool, too. Like, you know, when you go to heaven, you get to see somebody that you love, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it make it less scary or less, you know, like, you're like, oh, man, I can go see people that I know up there, you know what I'm saying?
That's so funny because, like, people say this all the time, like, it'd be that person that love you the most, come back and get you before you go.
Yeah.
It's like, I remember when my granddad was about to die, like, my, little cousin, she never met her uncle. They died, and they didn't never talk to him about uncle. He was like, man, yeah, Ansel right there. And I was like, how the heck you cheating? Don't mind.
Yeah.
And like, Ansel, I'm like, I believe like the angels and everything, they come meet you. Mm. You God, you don't take over. To
yeah.
Like, I love this part that, cause I had to really talk to my uncle, my other uncle today, because he's going through it.
Yeah. You go through it.
And like, had to really sit down and talk to him, like, man, you know, when somebody ain't got no fight left in them.
Yeah.
And you know the other people only fighting because of family. Mm. And I was like, man, the way I start looking at death in general, it's like, don't be scared. I ain't scared of death.
Yeah.
Most people holding on for other people.
Yeah.
And it's be selfish on our family members.
Exactly.
Because I'm like, yo, the only reason why he wants something to keep on doing
it's for you. For y'all. Yeah.
And it sucks because low-key, I'm sitting there trying to talk to him. I'm just remembering childhood. Mm-hmm. Playing baseball, he my nose, some shit all over myself. Sheesh. In the backyard in Georgia. Like, doing a softball game. Softball was called Randy, and I'm just ran at like a duck.
Hit you.
Caught it, pow, right before it hit me. I'm like, man, just think about all the memories. I'm like, the last couple of years, you know, ain't been able to spend as much time with him. He lived around, like, next house over.
Yeah.
It kind of made me think of that day. But just looking at that, from the time that does, like, mm-hmm.
And those memories, you got to hold on to those memories, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'd be, like, for real, going in my head, just going through those memories and just how much, you know, she meant to me and I meant to her, you know what I'm saying? So that really,
it's the energy from, it's the memories of the experience, the energy of the experience that continues to feed.
Oh yeah, all the time. all the time. Like, I laugh at things that I know she would laugh at. I, like, you know, comment on things like, babe, you remember, like just thinking, and she, and, you know, I can hear her voice in the back of my head, you know, saying things, you know what I'm saying? Like, how she would say certain things. Yeah, like, you know, like, she's like right here, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's, yeah, connected, man. Connected, man. It's crazy. But, you know
what I believe about death? I believe death is a transaction, but it's only, you're only at a loss if you don't create from it. You know, it is almost like a trade that the universe makes.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
Where,
you know, energy don't die.
Energy don't die. Yeah, it's neither created nor destroyed. Yeah. It's only transferred from form to form. Yeah. You know? So we only at a loss if. When energy is taken from us in the form of those lost,
yeah, because this is body, this is just, you know, this just a flesh, you know, this is a vessel, you know what I'm saying? This is the vessel, so I can see you can see me, like, you know, we were souls and spirits for real.
And then death is just the relocation of someone else's spirit, but our spirits are all connected. So it's never truly a loss. It's just a relocation.
It's relocation.
You know? And then just living with that understanding that, hey, you know what? It's not taken from me. It is relocated.
Exactly.
And let me create more energy here on that side through the grace of God. Because even though it feels like something was taken from me, but I know that's a lot. That is a lot.
Yeah.
Nothing was taken from me. I just have to find the peace that I need to grow out of this.
Exactly.
It's a cost of growth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I believe about that.
Yes, sir. I like that.
Welcome to the young book.
What's up?
Man. So, being young, though, as it is, what's your fears about, like, you know, the conversation we kind of talking about, you know, happy wife and like, you probably see it right now in relationships, like, girls trying to talk to, or girls trying to date and everything, too. So, what's your viewpoint on
this?
Y'all fell from Lincoln Park.
LP in the building. My view on it, for real. Happy wife, happy life to me.
Yeah.
It's really like, I really don't get too much into it because, you know, I'm young, you feel me?
Yeah.
I don't get too much into it. I just go with the motion. I'm really like, I ain't even worried about no right wife right now. I'm really worried about blowing up in some music, bro. That's what I'm worried about. Making some money. I ain't worried about no wife right now, for real. A girl ain't gonna do nothing for me more than I can do for myself, for real.
Nah, let me hit you with it. Say the girl comes around, Remy, that catalyst, everything you do.
I like that you use that word, catalyst.
Yeah.
What you mean by that? Like, watching what I do?
Kickstart.
Helps you out.
Help me out.
Put a fire up under your head.
Oh, is she supporting me? Of course. Like, no. I mean, is she happy?
Oh, look.
She gotta be happy. She's supporting me. She making me happy.
No, imagine this. Because most people don't look at it like this. Now, the right person you're attached to can take you to different levels. The wrong person can just keep you in the same spot and keep you dragged.
Shit, they'll show you the worst parts of yourself.
What?
Realize was there and you're the wrong person.
Oh, God. Sure. So imagine you found that person. You didn't find it. Y'all just happened to meet.
Yeah.
And boom. Like, she come to you. If you listen to me, and say, no, you're not better. Nah, you need to be critiquing you like boom, boom, boom.
She give me criticism. That's love. Like, I'm going to take
it. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to take the criticism.
Yeah. So, look, with her happiness, are you going to, like, now take the whole situation now and the whole topic that we're talking about?
Yeah.
So, happy partner. So, is it more important for her to be happy or is it more important for you to be happy?
More important for me to be happy.
Okay,
he ain't even lie.
He said on the side, hey, you're right. Come look, I look at it like this.
Hey, Kendrick Lamar said, I'm sorry.
No offense. Nobody is in control of making it. You
got to worry about yourself.
Exactly.
Before you worry about another person.
Exactly.
And make sure you straight before you worry about another person.
Yes,
male or female.
Yeah. Look, you got to make yourself happy. Now, the other person with you can share some happy moments with you and you can explore different things. But all reality,
the only person
controlling
who's happy
is yourself. Yeah. Okay. Hey, we ain't heard from one person yet. Oh, wait, like Jay got to say something. I'm about to say.
I was just going to say, but, and that's why marriage is the decision for both people deciding to be completely selfless. Mm-hmm.
and they choose and self limits. Yeah. And every day you wake up and you choose each other all over again every day.
Yeah.
And that's the good feeling of each other.
Because the only time, that's the only time marriage really works is when the other person says, you know, I'm going to put you in front of me. And then, so husband says, I'm going to put wife in front of me. And the wife says, I'm going to put husband in front of me. So now you are both fully sustaining the other person. You know, it doesn't work if the husband says, I'm going to put you first, and the wife says, I'm also first. Because now you have all of the energy being sucked up into the wife. It don't work if the wife says, I'm going to put the husband first, and the husband also says, I'm going to put myself first. Because then now you've got everyone works for the husband. It's got to be yin-yang, dynamic. It's got to be the continual flux flow of one person being completely selfless and the other person being completely selfless. So you got that, it ain't no deal.
I like that,
I like that.
DJ Thang!
Yes, sir.
Man, you ain't said nothing all night.
You're proud
over there, man. You been in your thoughts?
See, I love this conversation, man. Me speaking just from my own personal opinions, I'm one to this more so in the direction of you got to build yourself up and be happy and comfortable with yourself first before you can, you know what I'm saying, put time into somebody else and work on building something with somebody else. So if I feel like I'm not all the way where I want to be personally, like I said, this is speaking on personal experience, how can I really, if I'm not genuinely happy with myself and where I'm at, how can I make you happy or be happy with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of where I'm at with it. Like, I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not even just about happiness, you know what I'm saying? It could be anything. Like, if I don't like where I'm at in life, I don't like what I'm doing daily, where I'm at, where I sleep at night, you know what I'm saying? Like, anything. Like, how can I be, like, and for me to expect something from somebody else, how can I expect that if I can't give it? So that's kind of like where I'm at with that. I'm all more about building myself up, and then once I get to a point in position to where I'm comfortable and where I really, like, okay, like, I like where I'm at right now. You know what I'm saying? It's never a time where you can let off the gas. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? You know, you always feel like you got to keep going.
Yeah.
But once you get to that point where you're really comfortable, then it's like, okay. And then on top of that, too, I'm not really for, like, trying to find somebody or looking out for that, looking for that person. Yeah, we all want that one person we can be with and be happy with. But I'm not the type to really look for it. I feel like that's going to happen genuinely. Like, while you're on your path to doing what you're doing, I'm a DJ. You're a fighter. You're a rapper. You're a saxophonist and music producer. Like, while you're on that path, me personally, I feel like the right woman's going to come to me while I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Like, all my best relationships have come from by accident.
Natural accident.
Anytime I felt like, oh, I like that little, or like, I feel like we would look good together, anything, man. Instagram DM, chasing it, bro, yeah, for lack of a better word.
Let it come
to you. It doesn't really work as good as the ones where it happens naturally, genuine, you get that genuine vibe. Like I said, just from my personal experience. So I'm more so on, like, let me just keep focusing on me, stay on this grind, and the right one's going to come to me.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that. Well, you'll be like, you know, you said, you're going to pass you a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of sounds like the dirty one personally is the one you need. Because the one you ran down on
ain't the one
that fell through.
You're right.
No cap.
No cap, bro.
No cap. Like I said, though, I chased my dream before I chased anybody, though. Let them come with you. Chase your dream before you chase anybody.
Look, what's this? Y'all felt the speaking
some cap.
Hey, because think about it. Our dreams are getting up. And it's up to you to make them. Got put in the work to make it become reality. Now, if the person you with is always down and sucking you dry, not keeping you focused, or you can't keep yourself focused on what you need, you need to reevaluate everything you have going on at that time. So then, what's one more point, though?
You obviously don't need to be there. She bring you down. That's like,
that's
all on you.
That's what we're going to go into today. All right, so say we is in this whole situation where it is only focus on just that one person happy, but why happy? As men, how do you get either better, figure out, like, let them know that, hey, we need to change, ain't just about your happiness, but my happiness too, or get out of that situation where it's just one-sided?
Leave that to them boys. I don't know about them men. Leave it to them boys. I don't know nothing about that. That's a y'all boy.
Are you serious? All right, who want to start with that one? Which one of them?
I have to go live.
conversation that every couple should have, where it's like, hey, what is it that you feel like I can do? Alright, this is what I feel you can do. And then when you guys both, because that's like what compromise is, right? It's like, think about it in a political setting. You got the Republicans and the Democrats, they come together, they meet in the Congress House, and then they put together a proposition. Because we got one side saying what they need, the other side saying what they need. And then they draft the bill and they say, okay, we perfectly missed them, and then now we're going to put that into law. You know, ideally, that's the ideal place that you should be at in the relationship, where you say, all right, listen, this is what I need. I know this is what you need. Let's see what we can do to day by day make sure we're both accountable and we both are giving each other the energy we need, so that we can each be our best self.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I honestly think that that is a conversation that every couple should have. Like, you know, what can we both bring to the table to elevate both of us? You know, like he said, I like what he said, it's 100%, you know, two people 100%, you know what I'm saying? That's 200%, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, it takes both efforts, you know what I'm saying? And I have to know what, you know, what you need to make you happy, and you gotta know what I need to make me happy, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it might not be material things. Most time it's not material things. I mean, some people are, but you know, it's not even materialistic. It's you know, you're emotional, you know, spiritual, you know what I'm saying, just psychological, you know what I'm saying. Like, I know that you're always going to be, you know, there for me when I'm at my lowest, you know what I'm saying, when I'm at my complete lowest, I know that you're going to pick me up and you're going to hold me up, you know what I'm saying, and know that I'm the greatest ever. Because, you know, we have mantras and we have different things that we say all the time to each other. But that stuff, like, you know, words are powerful, you know, especially from your spouse, you know what I'm saying? And you, she's telling you that, you know, you're the greatest, you're going to do something. That helps me out. That motivated me, you know what I'm saying? I bet, she, before your fight, you know what I'm saying, she motivating you, and she in your head, like, yo, baby, you going to, gonna knock this, you know, this motherfucker out, you know what I'm saying? And that right there gonna get me like, okay, I'm gonna make me turn up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And that's what my girl used to do to me when I was playing my saxophone, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're the greatest, you know what I'm saying? You're up here, you know what I'm saying? I remember the things she used to say, like, because we used to have a show together, and it used to be her show a lot of times, and she stepped back, and she was like, it's not my show anymore, it's your show now, you are the star, you know what I'm saying? And that right there made me like, oh man, I guess I need to step up my game, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like that kind of, you know, your significant other got to be your, you know, your coach, you know what I'm saying? Your person in the ring that's like giving you that extra stamina, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah.
You know what it's kind of like? You know how every man has to write the story of his life, right? Every man, you got to be the author, right?
Right.
But it's like the woman in your life is all the punctuation.
Whew. Shit.
Ooh,
Whether or not that sentence is a question, a statement, or exclamatory, it's like this: the significant other in your life.
Right here,
it's all the punctuation. You put the words, but how the storyline is punctuated is
right
to the significant other in your life. That was good. Oh,
that was good.
Man, somebody relationship that got 10 times better if they listen to what y'all just said.
Better take that advice.
Man, that advice.
That advice, boy.
Because, you know, a lot of people ain't just these people. A lot of men are scared to even try to have a conversation with their woman to tell them what they need because they always think that
It's weakness.
They
like, oh no, I can't tell
them about it.
It's really,
they be scared to express themselves for real. Yeah, be scared to express themselves. That's what that be.
But one thing I remind about y'all, new generation. Okay, y'all is a new generation. Okay. I'm put back on the phone, man. From the phone, like, part. Hey, y'all ain't scared.
Not me.
But they're more in tune with their emotions. Yeah. My generation. I'm
31. Maybe. Yeah, well, I'm 28.
Man, he with you. He with you a couple years. Tell us something, man. I'm 28.
I'm 27, but I'm about to be 28.
Hey, 90, baby, right? Yeah. 90, baby. But look, most of the 90 kids, like, every time I cry and everything, oh, you saw me weeping and you being a punk, all this stuff. And then, like, you really don't learn how to communicate properly.
You gotta hide your feelings.
Exactly. I had to lose. The last 2 years, going to therapy, I learned how to communicate 10 times better with everybody else, even with my mom, my sisters, the people I did date and everything too. I mean, one girl I was dating beforehand, so I went to start going to therapy. And I became, I spent about 9 months. She's like, yo, you live with people. I'm like, I don't know how to communicate properly. I don't know how to ask you. Tell you, hey, this is what I need to feel safe in this relationship. I always understand, like, I ask you, but I couldn't tell you what I need. And it's still crazy. You look at me like, damn. How many other relationships could have actually worked out if I would learn how to communicate my needs to feel safe?
And you know what, man? That's something I feel like we struggle with in our community, especially as black men. Like, you know what I'm saying? We don't. Yep. Always know how to, you know what I'm saying? That's something that needs to be talked about and addressed as well, for sure. Like, I don't know, sometimes it's like we have a lot to say, and it's really more so feelings than anything. Like, you don't really know how to express how you really feel, and sometimes when you do feel a certain type of way, like, it'll come off and, like, not how you really intended it to feel.
Yeah.
That's like something we need to address for sure, like how to be able to express your and articulate your thought process without coming off. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Because I'm saying in my head, it'd be so good. But get out there, like, I said, no, I ain't saying it right. I didn't use the first, like, body language or expression.
Yeah.
You know,
comes off totally different.
It comes off totally different. But then, I'm like, the message still got across. I kind of hate how someone do this. When you start expressing how you feel about a situation, they try to play the victim. Like,
always.
It's bull. Like, I'm like, hold up. Now, you got the right to feel how you want to feel. I got the right to feel about the situation. So why are you trying to belittle my viewpoint of a situation?
Yeah. Y'all never heard of A Riot before? We've been talking about that at work, actually, and it's a way of handling objections or arguments and things such as that, but it's an acronym, and the first part in any handling objective is to acknowledge, not necessarily agree, but acknowledging what the other person is saying, and not, like, in a relationship, both people's feelings need to be acknowledged by the other person, you know, where both people need to see, okay, I validate that you feel that way. I might not agree with it, but I validate that you have a right to feel that way.
Exactly.
And then it needs to happen both ways where the other person says, you know what, I might not agree, but I accept that you feel that way. And then we can talk about how to fix it from there. But the first step always got to be that acknowledgement. That mutual acknowledgement of, well, okay. It's not like that's just some, you know, sometimes it might be selfless, stupid, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like each person has their thoughts from some part of their brain, right? It comes from somewhere. And so you got to be able to validate the place where that comes from.
Here's how I see you later. I'm gonna go ahead and get the camera on. You ready?
What was the other part of the acronym?
So acknowledge, then the R is restate, which is pretty much re-saying what it is that they said to make sure you got it correctly.
Yeah.
You know, and then you gotta isolate, making sure that there's no other rabbits causing, you know, friction. Like, okay, so that's the only thing that's really bringing us this problem. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. After you've been isolated and you overcome that objection, and after you overcome it, then you can transition out.
Transition.
Like, knowledge, restate, isolate, overcome, and then transition.
What's the acronym?
A riot.
A riot. Makes sense.
Half the time.
Yeah.
Problem. Transition.
Well, the thing is, like, I have an argument with any, like, or I guess female, or, well, I was just in a 4-year relationship, so it was just only her, really, kind of, like, we have an argument. Like, I will see her viewpoints. Like, and honestly, tell you the truth, we really never had a true argument, like, for real. Like, it was like, I can count how many hands on my finger, like, how many times we argued, like, fingers. Like, literally, like, maybe, like 3 or 4 times. That's how it was.
What's your relationship? As soon as I tell somebody, one little thing wrong, what you mean by that?
Well, we disagreed, but it wasn't like a
Like
argument where we're like, you know, and like
people fail to realize you can agree to disagree
all the time. And like, I see her viewpoint and then I see my viewpoint, but I always make sure when we go to sleep together, we are cool with each other. Like we understand. Like, I would never, like, with her go to sleep without us on bad terms. Like, I would never, like, well, maybe once or twice, but like, I can't
worry about a crazy girl.
Like, I always go to sleep. Like, we good. You know what I'm saying? We talk it out. You know what I'm saying? We're like, okay, you know, I understand where you were coming from. I understand where I was coming from. You know, let's, you know, hash, you know, just, you know, like, dead the, you know, disagreement and everything. And, you know, we, you know, it's going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? And then we going to keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I am. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people are not like that. They're like, oh, hell no. It's how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
But, like, you want it to be that one thing you disagree about. And then, like, out of all the things we're going to do, there's one thing we end up arguing
about. Maybe that small thing.
Trying to end up everything
we
do. I'm like, man, you
wasn't
really
into it. You were really small. You didn't try to fuck with me for real.
Exactly. Everything.
You just
here to be here.
Exactly.
Waste the
fucking time.
Like, I call them a vampire. They
get
the sucking dry.
I'm glad both of you just said that, because that really reminds me of something that I like to, that stays on my mind a lot. I like a woman that's going to bring something to the table, man. How I look at it, man, like real talk. I look at it and not the sound come off like that, but us as men, we should feel like this anyways. How I look at it, I feel like I am the table, you know what I'm saying? I don't need you to bring anything, but it's just like, it would be nice. Don't come empty-handed. Just bring a fork, bring a knife, bring a cup, bring a 2-liter, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to.
Bring a plate.
I'm not saying you have to bring your own table.
Please bring a plate.
I'm
hungry as fuck. Please bring a plate.
Well, I have a question, like, for the females. Like, a female that's, you know, like, wants to be independent, very, very independent, and they don't want a man to, like, help them out, like, at all. Like, but they want a man.
But they talk about they don't need a man.
I don't need a man, but I want a man.
You don't hear many women, oh no, Paco, I don't need you. Like,
How you gonna be independent with a man?
You don't
know. Like, you don't independent with a man.
I don't get that.
Hey, new man in the government. Because at the end of the day, a lot of these people that we're talking about, they got kids, they got single parents, yeah. Household.
That's what I'm saying.
Child support.
They're talking about the independent. Maybe independent, so called. But you're getting child support from a man. You're getting two stuff from government.
All right.
You're getting
yeah,
talk to him. Talk to him.
You basically living free.
Independent, you talk about it, you need a man. Well, you can be able to do all the stuff on your own.
Right.
Technically, as a man, majority of
the
time, if you have custody of your kids, you don't
really
have that stuff.
Be independent.
You
gotta
make sure that they got everything.
It's rare. I never heard a man with child support.
Look, the first thing you do is they go down the. It doesn't even matter. They go down and say, yeah, he's the baby dad's woman. They ain't got proof that you the father. First thing you do, suspend your license. If you got a business, they're going to suspend your business license. And you don't even know it's suspended. You don't even get a notice. You can get pulled off by the cops. Like, hey, you're not going to suspend.
Because you ain't paying the transport.
And look,
that
is and then on top of that, look where you're going to end up at. Now you're in jail. Now you still say, oh, you got to go to work still to pay your child support. How am I going to work? My license is suspended.
That shit be
exactly. How am I supposed to do it? How? Tell me, Sway. How, Sway?
I hate that child support shit.
No, and look, and
that shit hurt my nerves.
Also, it's all us because we got to know who we laying down with before we lay down with, who we have kids with, before we have kids with.
Looks can be,
anything
looks can be real deceiving. Real to see,
man. Even aside from the looks too, though. Like,
so you would think a person one day, you would think an angel one day. You with him for a couple years, but that's a fucking devil, boy.
What?
That was
a devil, boy. Oh God, look, that was one of the girls.
That's a devil.
I mean, that I'm talking about.
Sure.
Oh, you trying to be married with 18 months? I'm like, 18 months? I don't even know.
I don't even know
about life for real, then. 18 months.
18 months,
like I'm like, only seen a side of future trying to show me.
Yeah,
I ain't seen the real you yet. So how you gonna tell me I got 18 months? The moment we start talking, hey, 18 months we're gonna be married.
Hold on, I got somebody on my live. Hey, big shout out to the Chop Up on the podcast, man.
Oh, they on
big shout out to the Chop Up podcast. He said, be careful with this argument. LOL, truthful. If niggas go down there to the courthouse and initiate some shit, they will help. But for the most part, we too proper for that.
Oh, I went. They
keep saying,
my
name
on
the
you got
charged.
You got charged. Absolutely
right,
huh?
You got charged. My ass little buddy got charged.
Hey, I ain't
gonna
lie. I went down
there.
You got
my baby mom's
child support. You tried?
You tried to do that?
Hey, guess what? Every time they said,
it
ain't
working
right now. Hey, I said, she had a job
last one.
Hey, look.
Wait, you tried to put your baby mom on child support?
Yeah!
I ain't never heard of that one, boy.
As you should. Look,
as you should.
It's out here, boy.
Look, my son.
But you have your baby
24/7.
You one thing.
My mom, cousin,
my son. Yeah. I still pay child support for my son. Yeah. So you just trying to really get back? No, we ain't getting back because at the same time, that's for my son. Now she got another kid now too. And she in child support for the dude before that kid. I'm like, bro, you forgetting about the whole kid? Like, for the last 6 years, you ain't been doing. Yeah. So, they ain't spending her life. Taking stuff out of her check automatically, like, shoot. You know, I know it. Like, we say it's true. Like, half of us
not the world is, man.
But shoot, you know, we all petty. Like, oh, I'm petty. I ain't prideful. I'm petty.
Well, yeah, I think that's fair.
What's up, DJ Lalo?
You're watching the baby, and you're paying. She should pay, too.
I got one thing to say, man. I feel like if a man out there grinding,
hit me right now.
A man out there got to provide for the family, got to provide for the female, got to provide for the house. You got to do all that. We still got to pay child support. We still got to run around on the street, do whatever we do, and we still bring money to the house, bring food to the house. Then we bring everything to the house. We still got to pay child support. Man, you barely be even with the baby.
DJ Smooth, what it do? But be on the check in one time.
The world's so weird.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's giving us a man.
Because they just run that man so thin with anything. Because look, you're trying to provide. You got to provide for kids. You also got to take care of yourself. That's why I say, y'all come back down to like, we got to be smart about who we decide we have kids with or who we lay down with.
I'm glad you just said that.
We got to take responsibility. Because, shoot, we ain't have to put our
dingling inside of that woman. And even if he wrapped it up and it happened to the still thing, yeah, covers it out 100%.
Safe. Like, they don't stop everything.
You
still get pregnant, even when
you're
welcome.
Top that, bro. But, all right.
Especially
when you have motion, you got something going for yourself,
what?
Bro.
What?
Especially. But look, one thing I gotta say about my kids. Well, I'm pregnant, so. Like, my kids saved me. Because if it wasn't for them, the number of stuff that I would have got into could have probably been 10 times worse than what I needed. Like, they made me want to change and do stuff better. It actually made me say do stuff better. Be smarter about the decision I made because he didn't just affect me no more. He's a kid. I'm like, I'm trying to build something that they can build off of later on. Like, really, the only reason why I made this podcast, when I was younger, I always was thinking, like, bro, I don't know if I would make past 25, 26, 28, 30. 31 now, but I was like, man, something ever happened to me. I want something that my son can go to and hear my voice and like listen or wisdom guide me, anything. Like, even when he married, like if I'm not around to see my son getting married, I was really gonna say, like, hey, you gotta, your happiness is just as important as her happiness. If she ain't completely making you happy, it's all right, bro. Like, you have that conversation or make a decision whether you can stay in this situation or you'll get up and move. Leave out of this situation.
Right.
Like, a lot of people down a man for getting out of situations, but they praise a woman for doing it. I'm like, bro, excuse my language, but fuck what other people say. do what's best for you. They're going to do what's best for them in the end. So you got to make sure you sell too.
Don't get also, nobody's
get a prenup.
And they also praise men when they sleep with other women, but when women sleep with other men, they're hoes.
That is true. Hey, ain't gonna lie, that's true. That's true though, because my boy telling me he fucking on a bitch. Okay.
Yeah,
man,
exactly. I'm sleep.
I ain't gonna lie though. My cousin recently stopped. I'm in the sense.
Yeah.
My cousin got on to me because he's like, bro, that ain't cool no more. I was like, dang.
What, fucking on other hoes?
No, like a lot of them. He's like having on.
Since when?
I'm playing. No, like, he told me a while
back. I ain't gonna lie, that's real, though.
Yeah, he told me a while back, because, like, think about it. He's like, bro, you ain't listen to your heart, you distracting yourself from all this other management time to take to juggle five different people.
Yes.
And think about it, it's already hard with just one.
That's right.
And on top of that, too, now you're getting other people's feelings and emotions involved.
Yeah, man, it's hard.
Dealing with five
obviously.
Different personalities, boy.
Exactly.
It also messes with your brain.
Exactly. It does.
Because if you do it, then when you really get with somebody that you love or like, you're going to think they're doing it because you have that conscience, that that guilty conscience in the back of your head.
Good thing.
So it's not healthy.
Yeah.
Mentally, it's not healthy.
Yeah. And spiritually. And
oh, definitely.
That's the best way to be safe in this world, because there's so much stuff going on out there, disease is wild. So,
yeah.
Right, wrap it up, physical.
Man, look.
We wrap it up.
Big shout out to Latasia on my Facebook Live. She's going back on the child support. She said, honestly, child support is a setup for failure. My son will be 15 in April. His dad hasn't been in his life since he was about 2. Now I don't even press about what he don't do because it takes more energy to force him than it does to grind and provide.
Well, let me give him a little piece of advice. Can I give him some advice back?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me give him some advice.
Go ahead.
Look, so, at the end of the day, saying how we got to take responsibility about who we choose to hang out with, you got to take responsibility for who you chose to lay down with and have kids with. Because if you can't go and wrap it in, if the man ever has any second thoughts like, hey, man, I ain't ready to have a kid, and you decide to go on with it, that's on you. Because you got the choice to get an abortion and everything else with God, we don't have that choice. You see it on all the other podcasts talking about all this stuff all these days. Like, hey, y'all got the choice. We don't. So you
have
even
the choice not to have sex with.
No, I said, like, say we hooked up and everything else too. We had sex. Like,
you know,
yeah.
We also have the choice to pull it out.
Yeah, we got a choice to pull it out. But think about it too. Even, like, say it like this. Now, say we didn't even know she got pregnant. And she going to have an abortion. And we want the kid. Shouldn't we have a right to tell her, hey, man?
Because you wouldn't know, so it doesn't hurt.
It does hurt.
But what if you do find out? Then it's going to hurt. You'd be like, then I could have had me a little sunshine.
Exactly.
And now he gone.
Could
have
had me a little
sunshine. Now he gone.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, like,
I mean, that could have happened already to you, and you don't know, so it doesn't hurt.
No, all right. Ooh. Actually, that did happen. I did get
done. Okay,
but she's saying if you don't know, yeah, she's saying it don't hurt, though.
I found out
why.
Hey, look,
why,
one thing I do believe,
whatever's
done in the dark
room, something
like
that. It will, though.
Not
everything. Light
gonna be real bright.
Hey,
that wouldn't. If she really didn't want you to know, it's not.
Yeah.
But,
some things does not come out.
Yeah,
something. I would love a woman like women that. Women got their secrets, too.
Hey, and they equal with them.
Right, women got their secrets, and we be kind of oblivious to them, but, you know.
My teacher always tell me, you know, teach them, women are players, too.
Yeah,
women are players, too.
They different.
Women players, too.
What? Yeah. Because, look, now say like this. Y'all married a couple. Y'all.
Talk to us.
Oh, y'all. Pick back up what we were just talking about. Now say like this.
Just crown in my system.
A situation came up where your snip goes, y'all pregnant. Now she don't want the kid. That's because she's not gonna be happy with the decision she wants. Now in your reality, you're excited.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it right for her to choose her happiness over your happiness? And is it right for you to allow you to choose your happiness over her happiness?
She better not get rid of my baby.
Yeah, I don't think that's
don't
right.
Don't get rid of my baby.
See, man, that's a touchy conversation.
If you're ready to be a dad and she's not, I don't know. That's kind of mess up. I would say, okay, I have the baby, you can have it, and I'm out.
Yeah, you're gonna be a child
support. You really don't want to have a child, you can have that baby and give it to the father. I know some people.
And why doesn't it work the other way around?
Yeah, why we can't do that? We'll be on child support. We'll be a deadbeat.
That's the logic on that.
It'd be the same way around. It wouldn't be right if it was us, though.
We deadbeat, ain't
you feel me?
Come on, man.
But that was a decision that he made. You know, she's like, I don't want this baby for sure, 100%. And you're like,
so what if the dude don't want the baby? You still had a baby.
If he's agreeing to, I'll take care of it. I don't need your money, nothing. That's different. But if you have baby with somebody and then that guy just leaves and it's not paying anything, yeah, that's a deadbeat. The same thing with a mom. If a mom does that, if a mom leaves her child, she's a deadbeat too. You know,
I'm about to say,
it's not just that.
Everybody should really just leave. Like, y'all supposed to always agree on something together.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys had sex, you had a baby, it's not the baby's fault.
Responsibility. You grown. You having babies. You having babies. Take your responsibility.
That is true.
Tanya's checking back in. She said exactly, but he was a great dad while he was together. But once I left, he left his child.
Yeah. I mean, you broke the man's heart. The man's heart broke.
Hey,
you still supposed to take care of your child.
Is he really the pappy?
Yeah.
That's a guy. That's another conversation.
Chris wants to know, is he really the pappy?
You gonna get her fired up on that line.
Okay? Hey, my dog Big V said, man, don't
gonna
carry.
Get slandered for real.
Look, check my dog Big V out. He said, man, don't carry babies for 9 months. That's why it's different.
Well, we can't allow them. Technically, they be in our scrotum for how long?
For years.
Hey, we can think about this. I don't care what nobody else ever say. Men carry, like, we carry, like, now they develop, y'all bring it to the world. That's a spiritual thing. Like, women, they're the gateway. Like,
they're the
gateway.
But we the producers, though.
We produce it. They evolve.
Ain't no gateway without no producer.
Yeah.
We the key to the gate.
We the key to the gate.
Key in.
Yeah. Now they're the ones. Over that gate. I'm not gonna let a woman, because look, a woman is the one that produce life. That's why, like, they should be more protected and everything too.
Yeah.
But men need to be protected as well too, because we're the ones that give you the opportunity to.
It's equal.
Without us,
you're nothing, and without you guys, we're nothing.
Oh, she said, Loki, you need to say that.
Thank you, bro. Please.
Yeah. Please. No,
Now they heard you.
She don't want to repeat it. She kind of, it's kind of hard for her to say.
Exactly. But look, yeah, that's thing about
the lot of women would never say that. A lot of men would never say that.
Really?
And like, it sucks to see that because we both need each other. I think about the longer we stay divided, the more everybody else is getting ahead and getting in front of us. Look, we losing, to be honest, let's talk about the black culture just in general. We losing lives to police, to ourselves,
gun violence,
drugs, just
health,
stupid shit, health, stuff that we got, we can control if we just stop dividing each other. And understand, look, just because they a little bit different than me don't mean shit.
Be yourself, man.
And like, it's sad to say it. Like, black women, we need y'all. And black women, y'all need us. Let's stop the bickering. Let's stop trying to be on reality TV. Just
stop trying to be independent. Come to reality.
Look, all that shit don't mean shit. Because at the end of the day, you at home and you all alone, you got nobody to love you and everything else, you're going to be miserable. Depressed.
Gonna be sad.
Having
a
big cats in the house.
You gonna be wanting a man then. You gonna swear you gonna need a man then.
Hey man, Latasia said, quit playing with her on my Facebook Live. 100% my son. This is twin. Quit playing with her dog on my live.
Hey,
then
making sure. Because these days you never know. Hey, these days you never know what's really going on.
Never know. Never might know. Have to go call Maury.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
you are not the father.
Never know. Yeah, I love you, guys.
Yeah. My bad. Hey, I had to make sure because a lot of y'all women be.
Hey, that's his baby. He looks just like him.
Ooh, call more, man. Please.
He's not the father.
Man, look.
Oh, I got my baby. Hello, Rio. Oh, yeah, since we had that one night.
No, stop lying.
Exactly. Yeah, be lying. That one night.
That one night.
Who else you had the other night?
Yeah.
Riri, what it do? We got Riri on this, bitch.
Too many nights.
Rihanna?
What's up,
Riff? Right? I'm about to say, who? Rihanna? Hey, all right, let's be honest, y'all.
I thought you were talking about that. I thought you were talking about
DJ Rob, what to do? She said, ain't, I ain't one of them.
Hey, matter of fact, hey.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We know that.
I feel like both of y'all are interviewing each other for Rihanna. Rihanna wants to know, this is true. Rihanna. Everybody love Rihanna, right? You said it, too.
Look. Panty drop.
Hey, we got Brick Squad in the building. One time, Brick Squad on the check in, man. We got DJ Nine in the building.
What's going on? Tell them
yes,
what's
sir.
Up. All I know is this. If y'all ever get married, right? And y'all celebrity crush. Like, y'all get to meet y'all celebrity crush and y'all, they say, you know, offer you the draws.
Imagine Ruby Rose telling me,
hey,
baby, I have to. Ruby, right?
I have to.
I have to, baby. I have to.
I love you still.
I would love you forever.
Yeah, I'm still going to call you in. You feel me?
This right here.
$1 million opportunity. I got to go.
Fuck you tomorrow. You talking
me now. Man, look, we can share as far as I'm concerned.
Hey.
On God. That bitch said we can share. Shit, we both love Rihanna. We both love the bed.
We both love Rihanna, you feel me? Like,
both love the bed. Shit, we got down love three.
I ain't gonna lie. Together. People doing it anyway, so I would rather know. Personally, I would rather know.
See, I ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't tell Rihanna none of y'all motherfuckers. I'm gonna be selfish. I'm like, maybe. I ain't lying. And also,
you can't share with the team.
I would
what about
it? I would rather know.
Hey, I'm like, y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all, hey, Rihanna's coming over.
I gotta go.
Y'all gotta go. Y'all get up out of here.
They gonna be like, oh, he capping. He capping. He ain't sure. They gonna see.
They gonna see.
I'm
gonna make a video. I'm gonna make a video. I'm going to Chris Jenner.
That boy gonna be excited in that little thing.
My God, Kim, you got a porn. Oh, I'm not consistent under this. Ray J, what are you doing? No, I'm not gonna see if there's any other sex. No, you need to go redo that. No, that. I'm gonna sell it for.
How much money I can sell it?
But
Rihanna?
$1 million.
That's a classic.
God.
$1 million.
Only the old pregnant. Rich pregnant. Man gonna buy that.
Exactly.
You gonna have some old rich man buy, send you some money, man.
Man, no, hey, that's the thing about it.
Hey, that man is so happy right now.
Hey, don't worry about it.
Go ahead, do your thing, baby. Go do your thing.
What
Are you talking about Rihanna?
Yeah. ASAP Rocky like, yep.
He snapped. Hey, I ain't going to lie, he did that.
I know he happy.
Well, I forgot about ASAP Rocky.
Everybody forgot about ASAP Rocky.
What he said?
Forgot about ASAP.
He probably can't even. You can't even hear ASAP Rocky song.
I can't.
They feel some type of way. They feel some type of way. A little bit. Like
in the video where it was like Chris Brown calling Drake after they found out Riri got pregnant.
Hey, that was me. I was trying to call him too. Like, hey, man, what y'all? Hey, y'all going to do a dark skinned nigga?
It was like Chris Brown called Drake. Like, hey, man, you doing all right? And then Drake was like, yeah, man, you know, I'm doing good. They was just talking bullshit. Like, they was just, you know, talking about like a next album or whatever. And it was like,
he what? All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Like, one of them niggas had a nervous breakdown at the end of the
night. We got Nico on the check in one time.
Like, for real. Like,
she's seeing us in a minute, boy.
Top tier girls that, like, a lot of dudes, like, she knows what she wants.
What's up, sis?
And she got top tier energy, and she knows what she wants, and she just, like, you know, Drake wasn't her.
He was too soft.
4300 in the
really, Drake is a nerd. Like, yeah.
Maya, what's up?
But the thing is, but the thing is about Chris Brown, he's blackballed though.
He is blackballed.
Yeah. He kind of blackballed.
Hey, my dog.
And really because of Rihanna.
Matter of fact,
it is because of Rihanna.
He's blackballed really because of Rihanna. Even to this day, like it's crazy that happened like over 10 years ago, right?
No, on top of the two. They never gave her the same punishment because she
wanted
to start beating his ass.
She was fighting too.
Oh my gosh.
But he beat Barbados.
We ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah.
Big V said, I'm gonna get Rihanna to pay this mortgage. Wifey gonna understand.
Yeah. Man, you can slide me a couple 200.
Well,
slide me 200, baby.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, he got to
get a high five, baby.
Yes, sir. All right, so, what should be the next question? Yeah, man, this has been a good conversation. Yeah. All right.
Got a youngin' on it, bitch.
As far as moving forward in life, trying to get to us to a place where we, like you said earlier, I'm saying, we need them, they need us. Her happiness matter, but our happiness matter just as much.
Absolutely.
This is a solution question, y'all. I need y'all to give me some solution. How do we get to the point where it's less what we see now on social media, what we see in, you know, in this world, get back to like grandma, granddaddy, 90-year marriage.
I feel like that's a generational thing, man.
Yeah.
That's a generational thing.
It is generation.
It's also us, man.
Yeah, it's just like stop being selfish because a lot of times we just think about us, you know, like our ego, you know what I mean? And that will stop you from like trying to, well, not trying to make somebody happy, but be equal with that person. Because we're just thinking about us. And that's what this generation is. It's like you're selfish.
Ooh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Me personally, I don't know, man. I feel like that's a generational thing. Like just sitting back and watching a lot of stuff. Like as far as I graduated in 2016, so I feel like 2014, 2015, that was like the last wave of good women, for lack of a better term.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Every class and generation, whatever, however you want to say it, after that is like cut completely different. And not even just women, even the boys, even the men. Like you see a lot of, how she's kind of saying they're a lot more selfish, a lot of careless acts. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not a lot of grooming. You can tell, like, I like to say, a lot, everybody's not raised the same, you know what I'm saying? But you can really tell that everybody's really not raised the same with this younger generation, just based on how they act, how they move.
They're raised by Instagram,
yeah. And even how they talk to people, like how you were saying earlier about the social media has a big play in that too, as far as relationships. I feel like in a relationship, social media can ruin a relationship.
For sure.
Seeing all this, what's supposed to be and what you building in your head of what a relationship is. Who's to say that what you're seeing on Instagram or what's on your page or your live is what's really the definition of a good relationship?
And the truth.
And proper expectations. Yeah. Proper expectations, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, who's to say that this is, like, what's really going on? You know what I'm saying? You're just going off what's in front of you and what you see.
Yeah, and half the time I don't see the 1% of the time that y'all together. Y'all know he might be beating
their. You only see what they're posting on Instagram, man. You don't see what's going on in the real lifetime, man. Me and D-Y'all can get into it all day, but we take a picture right now from this podcast and we post it and everything's all Gucci. But we could have been arguing all day. We could argue when we leave.
You never know.
But everybody on social media is going to be like, oh, that's a cool-ass picture.
They hard as fuck.
With Terry Mr. King, what?
They cool it for, they cool it for, they locked in. They going to think.
Whole time we beefing and shit. Man, come on. Like, everybody's tuning in looking like, oh, man, I want a relationship like that. But you don't know what they got going on behind closed doors.
Everybody's right now in 2023 is more so concerned about what their life look like instead of what their life is actually
like. I ain't playing, but I ain't
playing. What are you saying?
It's you. Go ahead. It's my
problem. Where you? Oh, you on?
What's the solution for your generation?
The solution for my generation? I really need
one time, Jazz on this channel. I ain't even gotta say too much. Jazz, what it do? Hey, Ty, what's up, man? Ty, you be awesome.
What is the solution for us to stop looking at
it?
They is either them or them, us, or them or me. I'm looking at more like it's us.
Yeah.
Solution for that.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, our solution for that is really like.
You can do it.
Goddamn. I don't know. To be honest, I'm gonna answer this question.
Be by yourself.
Yeah. Shit. Grind and maintain by yourself. Shit. That's what I do. Goddamn.
You gonna stay by yourself?
If we ain't got, we ain't working out, we can't really be on the level. With each other, like, we can't be connected. I'm gonna just go by myself and I'm gonna continue to do what I do and I'm gonna shit on you. Excuse my language, you're gonna get shitted on. I'm gonna be like, you gonna be mad for you. Like, damn, that nigga really just blowed up on my. I was just talking to him. Bitch, you can't talk to me no more. Like,
you need that clip. That's gonna go viral.
You feel me? It's over with. Like, I'm gonna really get you off my phone and I'm gonna grind by myself.
AP,
what's going on?
He can't give AP no looking, man. Yeah. He gonna get lost in the sauce.
Hey, I'm gonna let Jay, you remember the question?
Yeah.
I'm gonna let Jay ask you the question.
Right.
Jay, what was the question? Tell him.
Reset it because we did.
He don't even know the question. That's why he told you. You forgot it. That's why he asked.
But no, I think. All right. The question was. How do we get away from thinking like, oh, it's just about me, and get back to we, get back to
those long-term
relationships, like with brother,
community,
and had,
family,
where like everybody was like, hey, they didn't care about what they
said. Well, we, like, now everybody, like I said, he was saying that everybody's looking at social media and what a relationship supposed to be, what is a relationship is supposed to like resemble and everything, and like instead of what, you know, we get distracted by a lot of things. We have a lot of distractions nowadays. Like, you can't even, you know, everybody's scrolling, everybody doing this, everybody's doing that, you know, and everything is so fast paced, you know, and I feel like we as a generation don't just slow down and just be like, okay, let's figure out what do you like? What do I like? You know, what some of the things that we have in common, not that we, you know, got this like or that like, or, you know, how many followers you got or all this other stuff and everything, or what influencer you following or whatever like that. But it's everything's just so fast paced, you know, and I feel that everybody is just in a rush to try to make, you know, to just rush, you know, this race of life, you know what I'm saying? Because life is already fast as hell, you know what I'm saying? It's fast as hell. It's like, it's going like this, like, it's moving fast. Oh, Dion, you don't understand, like you in high school, like, you're going to be like, you're going to be graduating, you're going to be like, yeah, this is it. No, I agree. No, I agree. You're going to be like, no, man, I was just in high school, just chilling.
And what are you doing the check-in one time?
And I feel like we just need to stop just doing that. Like, we just need to, you know, stop and smell the roses, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
As people would say, you know, smell the flowers, you know, smell the flowers that are there, because, you know, time is always moving, you know what I'm saying? And we just need to slow down. And I feel like that will help the relationships grow more, and more talking, and more just, you know, even meditation, or even more like just being one with that person, you know what I'm saying? It's just what will help even more.
One time, Michelle on the check-in, what to do, Michelle? She said, put God in it.
And God, yeah.
And work it out, communication, talk to each other. Then she said, help build with each other and always have each other back, for sure.
That's a good advice, Michelle.
We got to manifest it, too.
TT, what's up?
What you got your energy, your mind focused on, you manifest.
That is true.
What you put on the inside, that's like the TV screen in your brain, whatever, when you close your eyes, your subconscious, you manifest it, because that's what's, you know, eating away at your energy all day. If you allow your imagination and things to take you into a future that don't have nobody. If the only thing you're imagining is yourself in the future not having nobody. And how would the reality of you with somebody ever come into play? You never even imagined it.
For sure.
Right.
You never even put the picture in your head, in your heart. You know, you're like, it's a scripture to talk about that too. If your eye is single, your whole body going to be full of light. Pretty much what you put your, like, some people call it your third eye, you know what I'm saying? That your eye perspective. But what you focus on, it's going to light up your entire life.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we don't put enough credibility, we don't put enough time into imagining good futures. Mm-hmm. So we don't see good futures. We don't create good futures. Right. We don't even imagine good futures.
And then also, too, the first thing, like, people we wake up to is, you know, social media.
First thing.
Why not?
First
why
thing
not?
You do when you wake up, you're picking up,
you're picking up your phone. You're picking up your phone. It goes text message, notification. What? And I have a problem with that, too. Like, you know, what if we could just put on a podcast or put on some type of manifestation, like, you know, mantra that's going on before, like, you wake up, you know what I'm saying? That right there, I guarantee you, can take you light years than what everybody else is doing, because, you know, you have a level up on everybody else, because everybody else is just, you know, Facebook. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. You know, TikTok, you know what I'm saying? A notification came up. And that's really kind of like dopamine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's really the dopamine the happiness that the brain creates, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That you like, oh yeah, I got to like. Oh yeah, I got to follow. Oh yeah, I got this.
Or you
I got
need this amount of likes.
Oh, I need this amount of this. And
some people get depressed.
Oh yeah, you get depressed. And that's a real thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a truly real thing that, you know, socially and, you know, psychologically, they're looking at, they're like, man, people are really,
DJ Shooter, what it do?
But the thing is,
hey,
it's crazy.
What it do? I got my sister on this bitch.
But it's crazy because that's how they design all this stuff. They want it to be like this. Like, yeah. they want it to be, you know, that you're addicted to it. You know, that's how they make more money. Saying it's all about more money, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
it's like a drug.
It's a drug. It's a drug. Cigarettes. Drinking. You know what I'm saying? It's all an addiction. You know what I'm saying? To release that dopamine in your brain, so it can feel like that false happiness. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy, man.
That shit like a mind game.
Yeah.
One time, Caitlin on the
like,
show,
like,
man,
you feel depressed because there ain't nobody on my on the live. You know what I'm saying?
You don't get
man, I ain't got no views.
That's what where it is.
And then we get a lot of views. Like, oh man, look, I just got a lot of views. Oh man, oh shit,
right.
What does that even mean, though? That's an accomplishment.
And I like what you were saying earlier about your third eye and what your focus is and what you're imagining. Mm-hmm. I like, and back to what you were saying about a couple weeks ago.
shift your focus, man.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
you shift your focus. Once you, especially once you accomplish a certain goal, you need to shift your focus onto the next one. Mm-hmm. Don't just be without a goal or stay on the old goal. No, you need you accomplish that. Okay, cool, great, cool, great. Shift yeah. the next one. You yeah. know what I'm saying? You always need to, but you need to imagine it. Yeah. You need to see it, think it, for it to even be a thing, though. If you don't shift your focus or move on to the next, how is it going to happen?
Imagine you don't have no vision.
You have no vision. You have no vision. Absolutely.
Now that y'all said that, y'all look at where I started at to where we at now. No more green screens, baby. No more green screens. But look.
Big shout out, KD.
Hey. Big shout out to Kevin and Light Chain Barbershop. Or Light Chain Cut. Because, man. Honestly, this is how I envisioned the studio I would have purchased.
Nah, this is hard.
It'd be perfect.
Hey, y'all look at that. This is hard, man.
Y'all
like
need to see that.
Y'all know I'm kind of.
And it'd be hard.
Hey, look.
We got Goku up over here for y'all.
This is
Goku.
Hard. Hey, I saw Ed right. I saw Ed right
now. We got Jordan. We got a Jordan TikTok. A fucking clock.
Let me show you one too. Most people that came attention to the clock, but look.
Man, look at the phones.
But look at
that bitch.
But look at the clock, though. It really pays attention to the clock.
They've been moving.
No. But look at the clock. Look at
the Jordan clock.
That's the Jordan clock.
For sure.
That's look at the shoes. They got the one.
Oh, that's every year?
You know, one, no, the ones, the twos, the three, four,
to 12.
Oh, that's hard.
I
didn't
even know that.
Oh, yeah, that bit is official. One, two, three, four.
No, I ain't going to count.
Yeah, no,
that'd
be hard.
Look, they put in time.
One, two, eight. One time, Caitlin on the check-in. Caitlin said, "Quitland outsiders and vent to your partner because everybody not always rooting for what you got going on." That is facts.
Facts.
Big facts.
I grew up fast.
One time, Caitlin on the check-in. That was huge. No cap.
No cap.
Yes, sir.
Man, but y'all, man.
That time?
It's about that time, y'all. It's about that time to close up this episode.
Yeah, that's Dion. Showtime Tayfo. Yes,
what's up, man?
That's Dion. Yeah, that's Dion. Go ahead, my bad.
What's up, man?
Well, y'all, I want to thank all my guests for coming on, man. Thank all y'all for tuning in, man. Because, look, without y'all, none of this would be possible. None of this
sir.
Yo. Started from the bottom. Now we're
good.
Like Drizzy said. Hey, man, I got real young, but he got a lot of hits.
Hollywood, what it do,
sir? A lot of number ones.
One time Hollywood on the check-in.
Yes, sir. Wait, which Hollywood?
Lions, not.
Oh, I'm about to say Hollywood.
Not that. Ooh,
that boy got.
Nah,
Big
Sis, one time Big Sis on the check-in. Jay, what it do?
Yeah, DJ Thad, you finna
beatbox.
That boy
said he's not gonna like freestyle.
I can't.
Hey, man, we get more ways on pencils.
Speaking of, hey, man, we got LaTala coming up.
Oh, yeah, March 17th.
LaTala coming up too, man. March 17th.
LaTala.
Make sure y'all get
March 17th. March 17th.
Man, you already know the vibe.
And I will be performing. Dion from the fuck gonna perform that. You better tap in.
And I know, Cap, we finna drop the video of LaTala letting everybody know he coming about next week. Just to let y'all know it's a
Boofle.
You ain't got no tickets yet. Make sure you get your tickets. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Terry, Mr. King in the building. Everybody saying what's up to Dion. I'm alive.
What it do?
Yeah, we got Dion from the foe in the building.
Like I said, our first, and we got the next MMA champion in the building.
Sir.
We got the next champion.
Yes. That boy ready.
Yeah.
Make
sure y'all show up, support.
I'm going to watch him off. Where that be going to be at?
San Mobile.
Oh, that's the 30-minute drive. Yeah. Hey, I don't know.
I don't know what it's on.
Hey, Lowe's Mobile. I slide. They get crazy over there.
Hey, Florida get crazy too. Don't play with them, though.
We gotta get back over here.
Cap, man. Low key. I see it in him. He look like a little.
He
look like a
little. It's crispy.
Yeah. Can I watch that?
Warren,
like
what's up?
Like that church is kicking. Yeah.
A little round the check-in one time.
See them. I can just see them bitches fly. Cap. See them bitches fly.
Get right, man.
Man, like I said before, we always close out these episodes. Dream big dream. Small dreams have a little magic. How big you dream, you know you couldn't fail. And last but not least, y'all do y'all best and let God take care of the rest. Man, love y'all. Thank y'all. Everybody want to tell y'all what's up. And we out.
Yeah.
Guess what?
That's me.
next Tuesday and Thursday, we back here.
Make sure y'all tune in, man. You know,
y'all better tune in. If y'all don't tune in, beat up, be square. Y'all better tune in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, like I say, peace, love, happiness.
Peace, man.
We is.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah. One time, really, I'm checking.
I know that I'm different. Self-motivated, self-disciplined, yeah. I learned from my experience. I just want someone to take me serious.